So your father gets a job as a gardener.
That's right.
And what about your mother? Did she have to work?
No, she stayed at home. She stayed at home. Yeah.
But for, I mean, things like just going into some of the, you know, big stores like Barker's on Kensington High Street and seeing escalators. And can you talk a bit about that? Was that rather amazing?
Well, the people used to go in, you know, and the biggest problem they used to have when they used to go to the butcher shop, you know, to try to tell the butcher, you know, what they wanted and all that. And sometimes if they wanted a leg of lamb, my auntie used to go in there to buy the, and she used to say, one leg, like that.
And tell me then about, when there were an air raid, was there a shelter in the hotel or did you go,
In this particular place where we were living in Highland Heath, we used to go underneath a tennis court. Underneath the tennis court. The roof of the tennis court, it was no more than that. And we used to go in there like if it was, I don't know, like an underground in there, you know. People, when they decided used to go, they used to run and go into the shelter in there. And in that particular place, my father used to do gardening on top of what's supposed to be the shelter in there.
Do you remember people being frightened, crying and things like that?
No.
A couple of people have said to me that they felt that the Gibraltarians were seen in London as being very lucky. Do you know about that? Because they weren't hit, and sometimes people would come and shelter with the Gibraltarians.
The English people, they used to come to our place because they said that we were so lucky, being so many bombs and so little casualty, that they used to come to it. And then when the sign-in used to go off, they used to go out again. And they used to say, come and stay with us sometimes. Yes, it's true. Right?
Yeah. That's interesting. And did you ever see a bad bombing? Did you ever see anybody killed or a building destroyed? Or
I have seen in England, in one day, nearly 200 planes on top, throwing bombs, all over the place.
Did you see the bombs falling?
Yes. I could see the planes themselves. I could see the Spitfire fighting them. On the road. You could go in the road and you could see them fighting, you know. Yeah. Like if it was a film. And at the moment you was there and you wouldn't think, you know, the dangerous that it was to be there. You know, you wouldn't think about that. You would say, look what they're doing, look. They're trying to shoot at one coming down. Like if it was a film, yeah.
Or like it was sort of in a comic or something, book.
Yeah. Especially at night time it was really bad, you know, there was really a lot of bombing at night time, all over the place, yeah. In a way, when they sent us to Ireland, we were pleased that they sent us to Ireland, you know, to give us at least a rest.
Sure.
But then when they sent us to Ireland, it was more or less the end of the war, you know, and everything was quiet by then.
We will talk about Ireland in a minute. I want to talk about that, but I just want to ask you a couple more things about London. What about you and going to school? What happened?
Well, after I left school, to tell you the truth, after I left school, they gave me an identity card.
Sorry, when you left school in Gibraltar?
No, when I left school in England. I went to, at the beginning, I went there in school because I was 11 years old, 11, getting on to 12. I did school in there for about a year or a year and a half, not more than that.
And where was the school?
The school was in Kensington High Street. It was in the actual, very near the Marble Scott Hotel, it was. And then from there, when they sent us from Marble Scott to Highland Heath, to Putney, I got a job in a factory, in Melbury's factory, doing the cakes factory, you know. And then from there, I moved from there to something to do like ammunition factory during the war at Wandsworth. I was doing pieces for the airplanes during the war. Yeah. And then from there, is when they sent us back to Ireland. Yeah.
So let's talk, But first of all, we'll talk about excuse me, Putney. So when you went to Putney, where were you living then?
In Putney? I was living at Highlands Heath, a place called Highlands Heath.
And what was it? Was it? Were you living in huts? Were you living
in
building?
No, not in huts, no. Oh. Highlands Heath is a fantastic place. It's an actual building, you know, different blocks of flats. Different blocks of
so
flats.
So sort of Victorian flats or tenements.
That's like Victorian flats.
And it was quieter there.
Yeah. In fact, we had a football team there, and the final of the cup of all the hotels, Gibraltarian Hotel, right? I play in the football team. I play in the Queen's Park Rangers ground.
Wow! Yeah. Wow!
Yeah, and it's still it's in the. You can buy a book, and it tells you the whole story about, you know, when we were playing there. Yeah.
That's amazing. And so you were playing against what other junior teams in England?
That's right. Belonging to the different hotels, we were playing all together for a shield, you know, and a cup. And the final was at the Queen's Park Rangers ground.
Ah, so the different teams were different Gibraltarian groups from different hotels.
The different hotels, that's right, yeah. Yeah, because we were so many, they couldn't have been... I mean there wasn't one hotel only in London. There was about, I think it was about 10 or 12, 12 different hotels altogether. And they all had each a different team, a team of their own, you know. And we played for a league and for a cup after.
So that must have been, that was good that you played at Queen's Park Rangers, you know. They must have recognised you. Yeah. And you said earlier on, because when people arrived at first and they spoke Spanish, some of them spoke Spanish, you got a bit of abuse from English people, bloody foreigners, etc. I mean, did that carry on? Were you ever...
No.
Did they understand?
Yeah.
Did English people then understand about Gibraltar, where it was, do you think?
Not many people. Not many people knew where Gibraltar was. The idea that in those days of the people, they thought that Gibraltar was a place where there were only caves and monkeys. That's the idea. But, you know.
But they might have vaguely knew it was at the end of Spain.
Yeah. At the end of that, of course, yeah. Don't forget that there were many people who used to speak good English, and they used to speak to these people, you know, and they used to get along together and all that.
And also, presumably, Gibraltar was mentioned a lot in the war, wasn't it? I
mean, it was indeed.
They knew that the navy was here, etc.
Especially that the invasion of North Africa came from here.
Yes.
We had 70,000 soldiers inside the tunnel. Incredible. Inside this tunnel, there were 17,000 soldiers. Right? They were sleeping in what you call it, in bank beds.
Yes.
17,000, they were ready here.
Incredible.
And then from here, they left and they invaded, they went to North Africa, where the Field Marshal Rommel was there, and Field Marshal Montgomery was there, defending that. Field Marshal Montgomery came here to Gibraltar, and he went in, there is a place called the Com Center in here, underneath the rock, and he came there in the headquarters here, with General Eisenhower during the war. He came here as well. And there is a shield there telling you that they both had got together in here to prepare for the invasion of North Africa. And the invasion of North Africa came from Gibraltar. They were from here, they went to there.
Did you hear about any of this when you were in London?
No, nothing.
So did you have any news from Gibraltar?
No, this was kept secret all the time.
But I know that was a secret thing, but generally, did you have news?
No.
How did you get news?
We hardly had any, you know, any news from Gibraltar at the time in there. We were concentrated more in what we were doing there and what was happening there than thinking what was happening in Gibraltar, you know.
But it must have been difficult, wasn't it, for families who'd left their men
there?
Indeed,
it wasn't. It was, for some people, it was a... It was difficult for them, yes, exactly.
Do you remember women being upset about things?
No, not really.
And I was going to ask you, we were talking a bit in the kitchen about this, that, you know, it was such a cultural change, particularly for women, Do you think that? Can you talk about that at all? Because people who just lived in a very small place, then suddenly they were in London, they were without their partners. What do you think?
Well, not everybody, but a good number of the men who are staying here, you know, they got together with the Spanish girls. They got together because they didn't have their wives in here, you know. They tried to get together with the Spanish girls and all that, and they had their wives were in England, and the only way to communicate with them was by letter. In those days, we never had the telephone or anything like that.
I just wanted to ask you about. We were just talking about the men who stayed in Gibraltar, because this is quite a difficult thing, and not many people will talk about it at all. And I wondered, first of all, what happened when the women came back?
Well, it's like everything in life. Sometimes when the women came back and they found out that their husband, you know, they have been with a Spanish counterpart, you know, some of them they accepted, but some others they didn't accept it, you know. And there were, at the time, there were a number of divorces and things like that, you know. Yeah. For example, I had an uncle of mine. He stayed here behind, and his wife was repatriated to England. And when he came back, he found out that he got as a partner, this woman, and she had this woman had 5 children from him.
Sorry, say that bit again. She what?
She had five children from him, and he didn't have any from his wife, from his actual wife.
So what happened to the children?
My uncle, he gave him his name, his surname, to the five of them.
And, I mean, do you think that there's still, as I mean, it's not that long ago, it is a long time ago, but for the children, they're probably my age now, you know, I mean, do you think it's something that people in Gibraltar don't really talk about? That, you know, there must be children from other relationships.
They don't like to talk about it, you know, they prefer to keep quiet about it, you know.
To pretend it didn't really happen.
They didn't happen, but it actually did happen, you know, it did happen. Yeah. In more than one occasion it did happen.
And what about the other way around, women who started an affair in London?
It was amazing that, you know, we didn't hear of any cases up there in England, you know.